This is a download from BBC Learning English. For terms of use, go to bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi, I'm Yvonne Archer. This is 6 Minute English, and Callum's here to help me today. Hello, Callum.
Hello, Yvonne.
Recently, BAF, the British Association for Adoption and Fostering, held a private fostering awareness week here in the UK. And BAF wanted to help us all understand what private fostering is. But before we find out, Callum, are you ready for today's big question?
Oh, yes.
Good. The world's very first child protection agency was created in 1894 in the United States. What inspired it? Was it work to A, stop child labour, B, prevent cruelty to animals, or C, educate all children?
I think it's B. I think it was inspired by preventing cruelty to animals.
Interesting. And we'll find out whether you're right or wrong later on. Now, Callum, we need you to help us with some language. We know that adoption is when someone takes a child home with them permanently and the child is legally theirs. So the adopted child has new parents and a new family. But what's fostering, Callum?
Fostering is different from adoption because although it's also an official arrangement, it's temporary. Foster parents only take a foster child to live with them for a period of time, but they don't become the child's legal parents.
Thanks, Callum. Now, Myra Keane is the team manager of a private fostering team in Tower Hamlets, East London. So I asked her to explain the difference between fostering and private fostering. As we listen, try to find out who Myra says makes a fostering arrangement.
The difference between fostering and private fostering is that fostering is an arrangement that's made by the local authority when they've sought the care of a child through a care order or through another sort of order.
Who makes a fostering arrangement, Callum?
The local authority. The local government makes fostering arrangements if they have what Moira calls a care order. And a care order is legal permission, usually from the courts, to take the child to live with and be cared for by foster parents temporarily.
As Myra explains further, try to find out who looks after a child or a young person in a private fostering arrangement.
Private fostering is an arrangement that's made by the child's parents or person having guardianship or care of the child to be looked after by somebody who's not a close family member.
So the child's own birth parents or guardians, rather than the local authority, arranges who the child will stay with. But can the child stay with any responsible adult?
Actually, no. In a private fostering arrangement, the child stays with and is looked after by someone who's not a close family member.
That's right. So an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, or an older brother or sister can't become private foster carers because they are close family members.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.
OK, here are a few more facts on private fostering. If a child under 16 or under 18 years old, if they're living with a disability, stays with someone who isn't a close family member for 28 days or more, the local authority must be told by law.
Wow, so it's a criminal offence. You're actually breaking the law if you don't notify the local authority of any private fostering arrangements you know about.
That's right. And here's why they need to know.
The local authority needs to be able to assess the child's needs and to assess the carer's capacity to meet those needs to ensure the children are safe and that they're well looked after.
Ah, of course. The local authorities need to make sure that children are safe and find out how well the carers are able to look after them. They need to assess or find out about the carer's capacity, their ability to be good carers.
And understandably, most experts agree that the best place for children is at home with their own parents and families. But sadly, some children are really far away from home for various reasons. Here's Moira again.
My advice to parents who are living overseas, looking to send their children to live in a private fostering arrangement in the UK, is that these arrangements are not supported financially by the local authority and should only be a matter of last resort.
And if the local authorities haven't been informed of a private arrangement, then they can't contact the children's parents if things aren't going well. A very upsetting situation for everyone concerned.
Definitely upsetting, yes.
Well, it's time now for the answer to today's question. Callum, the world's very first child protection agency, was created in 1894 in the United States. What inspired it?
Well, I thought it was protecting animals that was the inspiration for protecting children. Was I right?
You were absolutely right.
Oh, yes. And I didn't know that. It was just an intelligent guess.
It really was. Well, that's all for today's 6 Minute English. Goodbye.
BBC Learning English.com.